Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, The Age of Deterioration, chapter 11, summary description of, is that right? Summary description of the Mahapurusha. And text 20 is on the screen. And you may be familiar with the very first word in the verse. So we start with a little entertainment. The reason why you're familiar with the first word in the verse is there's an exalted personality in our community who has this name, given this name. So I consulted with her, Grace, and she revealed that one morning her mother attended Srila Prabhupada's class, and the verse included this word. And at that moment, she knew that if this child is a girl, the name of this child will be she had that last night. Very extraordinary culture that we live in. It's a little twisted around the original culture, but this is how the consciousness rises up in the association of devotees, is that there's a backstory for almost everything. And the relish of how Krishna's culture has permeated our existence. And that if you think, well, you know, we have so many physical problems, and so many, the plant, meaning the shell of this building, so many problems, the ground, so many problems. That's all very gross manifestation of desire. But we're riding on a machine of subtle energy, very subtle energy, identity. And when we, our name, given name, you know, if you remember, you know your given name, the one that you were given the second time. That's an important factor. And if you identify with that name as your very own, it's very nice, very nice. But also, because of the tricky aspect of false ego, if you identify as Krishna, you're getting real trouble. Very important to recognize that everyone's connected by the family name. Yeah. That's why I refuse to be called Prabhu. It's better Das, because it's a reminder. In fact, Anupayani's husband, you may be aware of him. His parents are also very advanced devotees. They would always refer to him as Das. This is how they called him. As a reminder to him, even though he has a wonderful name. I know I'm stalling up because this is a very long purport and it's challenging as anything. I mean, most of these verses have almost six line purport. This one's real long, has lots of Sanskrit. And I'm not so expert at that. So we'll deviate a little further. And I'll tell you that this is the Vrikeshvara Pandit's disappearance day. And there's not a lot of information about his disappearance. He disappeared. Just like everybody does. And his claim to fame is that he could dance for 72 hours. Some of them was tiny. Probably the kirtan players. And there are probably many waves of kirtan players in the course of his dance that lasted 72 hours. And that's 3 days. Right? Imagine, you know, some of us in the morning, we can last about 72 seconds. That's a minute and 12 seconds. And 72 minutes, that's an hour and 12 minutes. That's a long time. Most people, an hour and 12 minutes would be pretty tough for you to dance. But you can dance within your heart. It's not saying that Vrikeshvara Pandit was perspiring the whole time or had ecstatic syndrome falling down. No, he was dancing 72 hours straight. That's the extent of his ecstasy. And this is the main information that's available about this personality, other than he was there, and Jagannath Puri, he was there at the Rath Yatra. He was one of the featured dancers in the groups. And he was, you know, many of the realizations that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shared with people, he was audience for them. So all this, of course, can promote the study of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you want. It is a good idea. And the other topic is that today happens to be, according to what I was assigned, Hema Panchami. Hema Panchami. Hema Panchami is a Sanskrit word, if you know. And of course, everybody knows what it means, so I don't need to talk about it at all, right? Hema means to see. And Panchami, like Panchatattva, means five. According to the purport in here, the Chaitanya Charitamrita sits at my fingertips. It starts, the description starts around text 106. And it goes on for quite a while. Let's see, I have it marked maybe? Yeah, there. It's a performance of Vrindavan pastimes. We read it recently on Saturday. There's a Chaitanya Charitamrita class. That is, you know, option of missing any kind you like. And we've gone over this. And it has a very edifying description of Lakshmi. And Lakshmi happens to be the topic of the verse here. So if there's time, we can delve into it later. But it's a reason why it's edifying is because the topic is feminine mentality and behavior. And the discussion is promoted by inquiries on the part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What's he doing meddling with that mentality? Because it's talking about the transcendental relationship between Lakshmi Devi and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it's of great interest to the exalted renunciant. So anyway, now we're going to this arduous verse in purport, and fasten your safety belts. There you go. Anapani Bhagavati. Shri Sakshat Atmano Hare. Vishvakshenastatra Tantra Mutir. Vidita Parasad Vidipa. Nandadayo Sadvastishtacha. Sorry. Is it there? One more time. Nandadayo Sadvastishtacha. Te ni madhya hare guna. That was rough. We'll try again. Anapayane Bhagavati.
Anapayane Bhagavati.
Shri Sakshat Atmano Hare.
Shri Sakshat Atmano Hare.
Vishvakshenas Tantra Mutir.
Vishvakshenas Tantra Mutir.
Vidita Parshadavidya.
Vidita Parshadavidya.
Nandadayo Sadva. Te ni madhya hare guna.
Not
enough in New York.
Vidita Parshadadipa.
fitting to the word for word. Synonyms. Anapani. Inseparable. Bhagavati. The goddess of fortune. Shri. Shri. Sakshat. Directly. Atmana. Of the internal nature. Hare. Of Lord Hari. Vishvaksena. Vishvaksena. Tantra Murti. As the personification of the Tantra scriptures. Vidita is known. Karasad Adipa. Chief of his personal associates. Nanda Araya. Nanda and the others. Ashta. The eight. Dvastika. Doorkeepers. Cha. And. They. They. Anima Ada. Anima and the other mystic perfections. Hare. The Supreme Lord. Guna. The qualities. Thank you very much. Translation by humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Please listen carefully, for there is some area of conflict between the actual text and the purport. And I don't want to point it out because, you know, that would be criticizing. If you want to hear a joke about criticism, I'll throw one in later for you. I know all the jokes about criticism. Probably I'm one personified. Okay, here we go. The goddess of fortune, Shri, who never leaves the abode of the Lord's side, appears with him in this world as the representation of his internal potency. Vishvaksena, the chief among his personal associates. Seems like there should be a period. It is. Vishvaksena, the chief among his personal associates, is known to be the personification of the Pancharatra and other tantras. And the Lord's eight doorkeepers, headed by Nanda, are his mystic perfections, beginning with Anima. Please repeat. The goddess of fortune, Shri. Who never leaves the Lord's side, appears with him in this world as the representation of his internal potency. Vishvaksena, the chief among his personal associates, is known to be the personification of the Pancharatra and other tantras. And the Lord's eight doorkeepers, headed by Nanda, are his mystic perfection, beginning with Anima. In case I forget, I'm going to give my own purport to the verse before we read. Because that's every chance I could forget, really. They're going through this verse. Shri, the goddess Shri, she appears from the ocean of milk during the churning. There's a whole description of her, if you want to go back and look at it. Very nice description of her character. Right? And never leaves the Lord's side, although she is beckoned by gamblers. Right? The goddess of fortune, people are counting on, you know, their good luck. So she doesn't stay. She can be kidnapped periodically, but she never really leaves the Lord's side because she's fixed in her position. Okay? She appears as his internal potency. His internal potency is his very subtle tendency to be not so strict, although he's extremely strict. In other words, the internal potency is his compassion. Right? And we can find that reference in the Nectar of Devotion, where Radharani is described as Krishna's compassion. Right? So therefore, we approach Radharani so that we can receive a more refined form of mercy. Vishvaksena, the chief among his personal associates, is known to be the personification of the Pancharatra and other tantras. There's no reference in the purport. I was told long ago at some fire sacrifice that Vishvaksena is a form, looks like an elephant, sort of the Ganesh form in the spiritual world, and that, you know, he's the chief among his personal associates. And I pondered over this word, tantra, because here it is italicized in the verse. So I made a reference here in further inquiries by Vidura, which is Canto 3, Chapter 7, text 30, and you can read the purport if you'd like, but here it says the word tantrum is significant in this verse. Tantrum is actually sounds like the English word tantrum. I remember reading this and laughing out loud for about 5 minutes because our practice of Krishna consciousness is according to rules and regulations, but we often have inner turmoil with it. You know, that's like a tantrum, having a fit like a small child. Sometimes tantrum, this is the purport, sometimes tantrum is misunderstood to be the black spiritual science of materialistic persons engaged in sense gratification. But here, tantrum means the science of devotional service compiled by Srila Radharani. That's clarification on the word tantrum. We keep going. And the Lord's eight doorkeepers, headed by Nanda, are his mystic perfections, beginning with Anjana. So it would be very nice to hear the list of the various mystic perfections, but instead of that, we're going to have another perspective on it. Purport. Okay, purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the goddess of fortune is the original source of all material opulence. Material nature is directly controlled by the Lord's inferior energy. Mahamaya. Where is she? There you go. Watch out. She's the servant of Mahamaya. Mahamaya, Devi Dasi. She can manipulate the material energy to preach Krishna consciousness. And she has many, many times. Mahamaya, whereas the goddess of fortune is his internal superior energy. Still, the opulence of the Lord's inferior nature has its source in the supreme spiritual opulence of the goddess of fortune. As stated in the Hayashira Pancharatra, Paramatma Hare Devas Tachakir Shri Ikodita, Shir Deva Prakriti Pokta Keshava Purusha Shmita Na Vishnuna Vida Devi Na Hai Panajam Vina. Translation. Quote, the supreme soul is Lord Hari, and his potency is known in this world as Shri. Goddess Shri is known as Prakriti, and the Supreme Lord Keshava is known as Purusha. The divine goddess is never present without him, nor does he ever appear without her. End quote. First, it does look like he's isolated sometimes, and it certainly looks to the materialist that she's isolated sometimes. But that's only the fulfillment of their desire. They can remain invisible. So much of our experience is invisible. I'll give you a couple of examples. Prasadam. No, that's visible. Taste. Invisible. So why do we relish it all of a sudden? Amen. Look to it, maybe. Smells good, maybe. But smell, even smell is invisible. But taste, maybe. So actually, our taste in our relationship with Krishna is our relationship with Radha Krishna because of his compassion. She's giving Radha. Okay, on we go. Also, the Sri Vishnu Purana 1.8.15 states, Nityavasa Jagannatha Vishnu Sri Anapayini Yata Savagato Vishnu Katai Vinyam Vijotama. Quote, she is the eternal mother of the universe, the goddess of fortune of Lord Vishnu. This is a nice statement. The goddess of fortune of Lord Krishna, of Lord Vishnu. We think she's the goddess of fortune of everyone, but actually she's the goddess of fortune of Vishnu. And she is never separated from him. In the same way, that Lord Vishnu is present everywhere, so is she. O best of the Brahmanas, end quote. Also in Vishnu Purana 1.9.140, Evam Ata Jagat Swami Deva Devo Janardana Avataram Karateva Katashi Tat Sahaini. Quote, thus, in the same way that the Lord of the universe, the God of gods, Janardana, descends to this world, so his consort, the goddess of fortune, does also, end quote. Little reference, Janardana has many interpretations. In the word for words in Bhagavad Gita, we see it means the maintainer of religious principle, also the vanquisher or destroyer of atheists. Very nice name. One of my students runs the name, Janardana. Okay, on we go. The pure spiritual status of the goddess of fortune is described in Skanda Purana. Here we go. Param tava aksharam rasa pakti jada rupika shivara pakti prakta chetana vishnu samshaya tam aksharam param pavo Paratha para aksharam hari eva kila kunopi akshara trayam itam. Quote, the inferior, this is the trickiest part, please listen carefully. Note, the first, the second and third word, they appear to be like almost a contradiction in terms. The inferior, infallible entity is that nature who manifests as the material world. The goddess of fortune, on the other hand, is known as the superior nature. She is pure consciousness and is under the direct shelter of Lord Vishnu. While she is said to be the superior infallible entity, that infallible entity who is greater than the greatest is Lord Hari himself, the original possessor of all transcendental qualities. In this way, three distinct infallible entities are described, end quote. Thus, although the inferior energy of the Lord is infallible in her function, her power to manifest temporary illusory opulences exists by the grace of the internal energy, the goddess of fortune, who is the personal consort of the Supreme Lord. Okay. The Padma Purana, 256, 9 through 21, lists 18 doorkeepers of the Lord. Nanda, Sunanda, Jaya, Vijaya, Chanda, Prachanda, I'm sorry, Prachanda, Bhadra, Suvadra, Datta, Vidatta, Kumuda, Kumudaksha, Pundaricha, Vamana, San Ku Karna Sarvanitra Sumukha and Supratishtita. And that's the end of the purport. Any questions? Yeah. All right. So there are eight Mr. Perfection. They're represented by the eight doorkeepers. But now we have 18 to work with. And so there may be some sub-mystic powers, or they may be on a revolving schedule. So that, you know, like, how would you like to stand at the door all the time? part-time doorkeepers. And so the doorkeepers are... What are they? They are avenues in which one approaches the Supreme Lord. They're the mystic perfections. They're achieved by those who meditate and perform austerity. And they are just the door. They're actually just the door to one's eternal relationship. So, is Krishna home? Can Krishna come out and play? Right? Can Krishna come out and play? Yeah. Here, play with this mystic power while he's putting his shoes on. These mystic perfections, they're just like a modern science. You know, there's elevation, like levitation, so you can go to elevator, elevated subway, you go under the sea, the tunnel, and then you have your online free shipping, right? That's Prakti City, right? You call and they send it to you immediately. It's on your front doorstep without it. You don't see anyone, they come when you're gone. All the mystic perfections that are available, right? You float on a ship, or go in a submarine. Right? They're all available by mechanical arrangement. If you want to spend trillions of dollars and eons of time meditating on how to put two screws and a nut and a bolt together and take some chemicals from the bowels of the earth and extract the essence of those things and create this mystic power. Pretty, pretty tough project. But of course, we just pay at the Walmart and get this little box that has this cancer-causing juice inside, and you can crush it like a cockroach if you want, and really make it your life miserable because you can't leave the house without it, because you can't find your way to the men's room without it. Yeah, I see people in the park. I say, oh, you need the GPS to exit of the park is over this way. They're walking around as if they can't find their way anywhere. But that's a mystic power that they have in their hand. They can, in order to make the announcements, they read from the encyclopedia. You can't carry, the whole of all of Prabhupada's writing is one app. It's so incredible. It's smarter than you, right? They call it a smartphone, but really it's outsmarted humanity. I'm always giving a negative commercial, and I'm sorry. Should probably rise above it, be transcendental to it, but I can't even have a conversation with anyone without them pulling out their communication device. That's like some benefit is there because having a conversation with me is challenging enough. You can text me anytime. Okay, going back through the verse, as I mentioned, there are topics that haven't been covered. Most of the focus on the purport is about the goddess Sri, and finally we close with the gatekeepers. Where are the gatekeepers anyway? You wonder why the spiritual world has a doorkeeper. It's more like a doorman in a big hotel. If you go to the Ritz, there's some fellow, it used to be, he was a double-breasted coat and he had a chauffeur's cap on, right? And he would open the door for you. And then he would open the door of the taxi for you. It's very nice. Still present probably in Europe, but we're going to see it so often in America because I remember in the 60s trying to go in, and I was dressed in a suit and everything, trying to go into the Ritz, and I didn't have a necktie, and I was wearing, it was the thing to wear a turtleneck with a suit. But because I didn't have a necktie on, no admittance. Now I've been there 10 years ago, and people are walking in and out with the usual jeans and t-shirts and shirts because there's no business otherwise. No one dresses up. Or no one dresses the role anymore. It's not a possibility. But in order to suit yourself for the spiritual world, you have to undress. In other words, take off all the layers of misconceptions and all the false ego that you've collected over countless, since time immemorial. Disrobe to the substance of one's pure existence. And then, still, they're greeted at the door. So we have a pastime. These four naked boys come to the dinner, and here they're listed here. Jai and Vijay, these are the gatekeepers. So there's lots of debate about who they are and why they were there. And my favorite angles on it is they weren't invented, therefore they were fallible. They were actually at the door. They're the doorkeepers. They're outside the hotel. Right? So they were not on the level of pure perfection. They had an area of imperfection. Right? So in the material world, we have what's listed here in this. What is this again? This is the Skanda Purana, indicating, it's off the verse. The inferior, infallible entity is the nature, is that nature who manifests this material world. That's Maha. So she simultaneously inferior and infallible. So I looked up verses related to fallibility, failing, because let's face it, I'm failing. I mean, I will admit to you that every day I think, is there some other way? No, I haven't committed to you. No. My mind is always running up, looking, is there something else? No, there's nothing. I mean, try to look at something else. Quoting Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, those graced by God find their path set by thorns. Right. So if you've gone to Vikrampa in Vrindavan, they don't have, I don't know, I haven't been there in a long time, but they had not developed barbed wire. They would use bushes with these thorns that are about this long. And that was how they contained the cows on this side, and that was what bordered the Prikram path, which is sometimes in the middle of the day, blazing hot sand. So there's another way to know whether you're on the wrong path, is that your feet are burning. Along the path, some of these thorns would grow. Periodically. I remember when I was on the very first regiment of Prikram, it was held in February sometime. So many tenderfeet devotees were there. And every evening people were patching a little. They learned to walk very softly. There's a thorn on the path. So this is the path around Vrindavan. It's a spiritual world. You're actually circumnavigating creation. Right? Krishna's own abode in the spiritual world manifests, right? And if you are not cautious where you step, you will be impaled by a thorn. So similarly, our path of perfection, our avenue for advancement, is full of opportunity to be pricked by material nature. And that is Mahamaya's thankless task. She's sucks in the rascals and really slams them, right? And delivers death at the end. Here, meet Krishna on your own terms. Bang! Right? But for devotees, they're like, here you are, surrounded by illusion, right? Oh, great. And we can play into it with our delusion. Right? I am really great. I am Krishna. Right? I am Krishna. Everyone is my servant. Unless you say, Krishna Das, you will fall into this misconception, the wrong identity, right? The right identity is the Das and the Devi Dasi part, right? That's what keeps you on the path without the thorn. As soon as you think, Das, what's that? What's that? I don't have to put Das at the end of my name. First they started making it lowercase, but it's a family name. Stick with it, right? And then, even if you get pricked by the thorn, you think, thank you so much, Krishna. You're keeping me on the right path. The right perspective. Right? Someone chastises you. Mother Akriti, I never agree with anybody. It's just an old, disagreeable person. So Mother Akriti presented her class yesterday for the general forum and said, the tendency of individuals, specifically in the material world, is that they don't like to be told what to do. But actually, I find great relief personally. I'm not an advanced person. I have as I said before, I'm ready to escape. If there is an escape, I go. At least to check it out. Right? Until I run into that parent, I'm going to go. But I find such a relief being told what to do. So if you need any help, anytime, just come up to me. Don't ask, just tell me. I'll be happy to help you, happy to help you. I don't want to make any decisions anymore. I don't want to make any plans. No. I said, if you tell me what you want, it's okay. All right. I may grunt a little bit and resist because it's really not my desire to serve Krishna or be in your association. No. But I'm surrendering to the opportunity to be useful, because otherwise I know, I'm completely, totally convinced I'm useless. Right? Unless I'm engaged in devotional service, unless I'm in the association of devotees, useless. Right? Because what's the use? What is that? I mean, I've done it before. Doorstop, paper weight, you can use anything. Right? Anything. You bide your time, keep it going, you know. Or maybe it's time for the joke, right? Just for a relief, because we have 15 minutes, that's a pillar, you know, something. So the joke about criticism is this. But, you know, maybe a successful joke is not presented as a joke, but just to let you know that maybe you could laugh at the end. If you see that we're telling you it's a joke, because the devotee's sense of humor is thin ice most of the time. So this is it. So before you criticize anyone, you should walk a mile in their shoes. At least you're a mile away when they hear you, and you've got their shoes. It's a good policy. You know, you criticize people. We were told in the early days that you don't criticize prasadam until the next day. If you don't like it, swallow it. That's it. Don't waste. But you know, don't criticize until tomorrow. Related with that is Jayananda's angle on prasadam. He would say, "This is the best prasadam I've ever had," because it was the prasadam he was having at the moment. And if you analyze it, the best prasadam you're having is the one you're having. Right? Even though, oh, well, we want to go to some place and have great prasadam. You know, that dates us to go. It's a matter of opinion anyway, you know. What is great prasadam? Great prasadam is a tulsi. Right? That's a tulsi, but a prasadam. Right? Great prasadam is instruction from another devotee, their mercy. Right? Great prasadam is being able to comprehend what's going on in this purport. It's mercy that Krishna will awaken our intelligence. And that is Krishna's mercy, prasadam. And so the best realization you have is the one you're having right now, if you're having it. And in fact, the better one than that is the one you're sharing with someone else. As I said before, we're moving in an extremely subtle vehicle. You know, our emotions, our mind, you know, thinking, feeling, and willing, our intelligence, calculating the avenue or the path by which we're going to engage in service, how we calculate our time in order to be proficient and efficient in the execution of our acts of devotion. But it's all a failure unless you are absorbed in your relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, back to this reference, she is simultaneously inferior and infallible. The inferior aspect is working with inferior material. Material is inferior. It deteriorates. We do so much service, but then it's dirty again. Right? Oh, it's so much that tonight they take their outfit off. Right? Oh my God, I spent so much time meditating. That's why everybody brings the camera, take picture, you know, to preserve. And then you share it online. There we go. Back on. It's meant to be imprinted upon your heart that you're engaged in a loving emotional exchange with the Supreme Personality of God. The service attitude is representative of a deep affection and love. And that's better than a photograph. I mean, you look at the deities here, and then please take a picture and look at the picture. Now, what the picture does, photograph, or now you're using a digital camera, right? Different. It captures light. If you look at the picture and compare it to what you're seeing on the earth, there's something different. And that something different is you're not just seeing light or your screen or whatever, you're seeing the energy of the Pleiades and the reciprocation of the supreme layers. Not just the fact that it glistens when you move this way and that way, sequins. All the sequins are, that's not what attracts us, it's the sequins. It's the fact that the sequins are stitched onto the outfit with the hand of the devotee. And that the Supreme Lord is reciprocating with the names that are on this list. Well, those names are not very important. Except that, fortunately, they put Das and David Dasi every time. It's an accomplishment to dress the deities. It's a hard work. But if you analyze it, it's many very small, almost insignificant physical movement. Very easy little thing, but there's a lot of pressure to please the Supreme Lord. There's a lot of emotional thrust in order to try to make it perfect because you're surrounded with critics. Right? Everyone, the peacock feather could be a little bit more of an angle. So try your ever best to try to please Krishna and his devotees. And that will keep you busy for eternity. And also provide all the thorns you need forever. Okay, so let's see. Working with inferior energy, but the infallible aspect is never failing to recognize the eternal relationship with these personalities who are present before. And this personality is present within the heart. That's infallible. That's right, in the 13th chapter, those in the material world are called fallible. And those in the spiritual world are said to be infallible. And then we have a reference to gatekeepers, Jaya and Vijaya, fail. But that's Krishna's pastime. He can cause you to fail. If you fail, it shatters your false ego. And if you fail, and you think that's the end of everything. But if you fail, you have the right answer, and someone supplies you with the correct answer, or you can make a reference to your textbook, and you see what the right answer is, that failure is a level of success, because you've learned deeper about that particular topic. So we may notice that the curriculum is repeated. Our troubles, our woes in the material world, they keep being repeated until we get them right. And that's an eternal exchange with the Supreme Lord in the form of providence or fate or fortune. Fortune. The goddess of fortune supplies on two levels. She's Mother Nature, background of the material world, and we play into that. Every living entity is trying very hard to exploit the resources of this material nature. Now, so why are we trying to exploit it? Because we have the tendency to want to enjoy it. Material nature. It's called sense gratification. But the pleasure of pleasing Krishna is superior because Krishna reciprocates perfectly. Where one feels the happiness not from tactile sense, but from within the heart. And that sense of satisfaction, that's what makes a fixed devotee adhere to the principles of the scripture. Scripture, and Srila Prabhupada's purports are scripture, they're always pounding on principle and standard. This is the principle, and here is the standard. Standard actually means a measurement, a correct measurement. It's unflexing, right? Just because you want it to be a quarter inch longer or a quarter inch shorter, the ruler's not going to cooperate. It's the rule, the standard, that's it. You measure it, that's how it fits. It's accepted. So there's a standard in devotionalism. But there's also the principle. And the principle is how it is enacted. And what perfects it is one's perfectly pure, clear consciousness. And of course, that's fleeting. It's fleeting. It's covered. We're marginal energy. So it's there, but it's covered. There, but it's covered. Okay. Now, I suppose we could keep talking on, but there's no real need. Maharaj Pratyakaruda, knowing that it was Hema Panchami, called the Kashi Mishra and said that he wanted to open all the storehouses and get all the decorations from everywhere and make this one the grandest of all. And this is 5 days after the Rath Yatra that brings Lord Jagannath to the Gundicha temple. And Mahaprabhu, of course, accompanied Lord Jagannath, and they camped there in the grounds of the Gundicha temple, which represents Vrindavan, beautiful gardens. Not so beautiful in present day, but at this time, of the time of the reporting of Krishna Das Kaviraj, beautiful. And so 5 days later, Lakshmi, who's back in the Jagannath temple, gets her servants together, and they charge down to Gundicha temple and arrest the servants of Lord Jagannath and tie them up and call them names and make them the butt end of jokes. It's very severe. And that's an annual event 5 days after. Right. Okay, I wanna, you can read about it. I'll tell you again the reference. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 14, and it starts around 106 or 108, for example. Hold this festival in a gorgeous way. Upon seeing it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be completely pleased and astonished. So what happens after this arrangement is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is completely pleased and astonished. Okay, now I'll read a poem. Oh, look, one sloka from, let's see, where is it? I have it marked. This is the poeticized by Dravida Das Prabhu, Krishna Das Kaviraj's Sri Radhika Astika. And it refers to Goddess Sri or Lakshmi Devi. And I thought it was appropriate way to kind of conclude. You know, when you have a nice meal, and someone gives you a sweet at the end, you're usually pretty satisfied. Unless you're in Gujarat, they give you the sweet first. I should have read it first. Huh? Okay, so this is, this is stanza or verse from the Sri Radhika Astaka. Though youthful goddesses adored by all adore the goddess Sri, she lacks Sri Radha's beauty, youth, and every other quality. So when it comes to lovers' sports with Radha, no one can compete. May Radhika bestow on me the service of her lotus feet. Thank you very much for your attention. If you'd like to discuss any of the topics that came up, well, you can do that on a one-to-one basis. If you'd like to criticize, put on my shoes and take a walk. No. If you'd like a correction or a criticism or a question or a comment that you would like to share with anyone else in the room, because I'm not going to be able to catch it, you can text me at 336-327-1998, or you can email me if you want to go at length with something. It's MISTERDAS, all lowercase, Mr. Das, and no A at the end, Mr. Das, at gmail.com. Thank you very much for your attention. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srimad Prabhupada Ki Jai, glorious to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna!